This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Pentagon says Poland's offer to give its MiG-29 fighter jets to the U.S. so they can be passed to Ukraine raises serious concerns for the NATO alliance. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the prospect of Polish jets departing from a U.S. NATO base in Germany to fly to airspace contested with Russia in the Ukraine war is concerning and not tenable. Kirby said in a statement the U.S. will continue to talk to Poland about the matter. Poland had said it would give all of its Soviet-era MiG-29 fighters for use in Ukraine. In exchange, Poland was seeking used U.S. aircraft for its defense. The Polish government has also appealed to other owners of MiG-29 jets to give them to Ukraine. Bulgaria and Slovakia also still have Soviet-made fighter jets in their air forces. Norman Hall.
U.S. President Joe Biden announced that the U.S. will ban all Russian oil imports, toughening the toll on Russia's economy in retaliation for its invasion of Ukraine. But he also acknowledged it will bring costs to Americans, particularly at the gas pump. The action Tuesday follows pleas by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to U.S. and Western officials to cut off the imports. Biden declared in remarks at the White House that we will not be subsidizing Putin's war. Biden said the U.S. was acting in close consultation with European allies who are more dependent on Russian energy supplies. Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up the last leg of a tour of three Baltic states aimed at reassuring the former Soviet republics that NATO will guarantee their security as Russia's war with Ukraine rolls unabated. Blinken met with the senior Estonian officials a day after hearing appeals from both Lithuania and Latvia for more support and greater U.S. and NATO troop presence to deter Russian intervention. This is VOA News. U.S. gasoline prices are setting a new record, and they are likely to go higher in the coming weeks. The national average topped $4.17 a gallon Tuesday. That's according to Auto Club AAA. Now, Californians already pay over $5 on average, and residents in few other states could soon join them. Prices at the pump have been rising for more than a year as energy demand outstripped supply, but analysts say most of the run-up in the last week or so can be blamed on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Oil markets anticipated the kind of ban on Russian oil that U.S. President Joe Biden announced on Tuesday. An expert group convened by the World Health Organization said Tuesday it strongly supports urgent and broad access to booster doses of COVID-19 vaccine amid the global spread of Omicron, capping a reversal of the UN agency's repeated insistence last year that boosters were not necessary for healthy people and contributed to vaccine inequity. In a statement, WHO said its expert group concluded that immunization with authorized COVID-19 vaccines provide high levels of protection against severe disease and death amid the continuing spread of the hugely contagious Omicron variant. WHO eased back on its earlier position in January by saying boosters were recommended once countries had adequate supplies and after protecting their most vulnerable. A juror in New York in the trial of the British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell says he regrets not disclosing he was sexually abused as a child. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The man is identified as juror number 50.
You feel relieved that you were able to speak to the judge and get that off your chest?
He didn't speak outside, but in court he said the non-disclosure during jury selection was the biggest mistake of his life, but he didn't lie to get on the jury. Ghislaine Maxwell was convicted in December of helping the late financier Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse multiple teenage girls. The judge must decide what happens next. Maxwell's sister Isabel was in court.
We must wait for the court decision. But a full, impartial jury is the very basis of the criminal justice system, and it must be preserved.
Sentencing is set for June. Maxwell's lawyers want a new trial.
South Koreans were voting for new president Wednesday with an outspoken liberal ruling party candidate and a conservative former prosecutor considered the favorites in a tight race that has aggravated domestic divisions. Pre-election surveys showed liberal Lee Jae-myung, a former governor of South Korea's most populous province, and his main conservative challenger, an ex-prosecutor general, Yoon Suk-yeol, with neck-and-neck support way ahead of 10 other contenders. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.